Great. Our next speaker is Rod Floyd from Palmer College of Chiropractic, Florida.
Good morning. Okay, just disclosing that I don't have any financial interest in the study that was conducted. I'm from Florida, Palmer College, Port Orange, Florida, and we did a study on to try to find out if the students were providing recommendations for health promotion, wellness, and such, and if the clinicians were signing off on it. So we'll start off. Let me get my time right here. Okay, so in 2007, the Council on Chiropractic Education, they began requiring that chiropractic interns in CCE-accredited chiropractic colleges and universities recommend wellness and health promotion to patients. So as a result of that, in that same year, Palmer College of Chiropractic developed and initiated a QE rating system or assessment system that included wellness and health promotion. So they got Palmer got on board pretty early on to make sure that this was being done. And then later on in 2010, I'm going to call him Dr. Harrison because I'm not sure how to pronounce Harrison's last name. But anyway, they did a study, they completed a study in two chiropractic colleges. It was Cleveland and Parker to try to determine if health promotion was being done there. The results were not so good. It was in, as far as finding just one recommendation, I think it was like in the 50% range or something like that. So they were pretty disappointed. So I was going to be part of that study, but it didn't happen because they had already started the study and I couldn't get on board with it. So so this year I decided to go ahead and do the study using, you know, replicating that study basically. So so we had that study approved by the Institutional Review Board at Palmer College. We randomly selected 100 patient files, same as Dr. Harrison's study that was randomized. The patient files selected were reviewed for health disorders and diseases that would possibly be helped by health promotion interventions. Okay, conditions reviewed. The disorders and diseases consisted of heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and patients who were overweight and obese according to the body mass index, BMI, measurements. Okay, the results out of the 100 files selected for review, there were 44 males, 56 females. The mean systolic blood pressure was 120.9. The mean diastolic blood pressure was 79.2. The mean weight was 175 pounds, and the BMI was 27.2. Okay, health promotion advice on at least one occasion. In other words, we went through the treatment plans to verify that there was at least mention and discussion of health promotion, and in 91% of the cases there was, which was good. BMI was accessible to in all 100 patients from available height and weight information in the charts. Of those, 36% were normal, 36% were overweight, 24% were obese, 2% were morbidly obese, and 2% were underweight. Okay, normal weight, you can see the distribution there. So there was as many overweight as there were normal, and then it just kind of went down from that point. Of those either overweight or obese, 44 out of the 60, or 73%, received advice on diet nutrition. 48 out of 60 or 80% received advice related to physical activity, and only 5 out of the 60 or only 8% received advice on weight management. That was sort of an outlier. And there's a graph on that. Okay, within the sample, 66 out of 100, or 66%, reported low back pain. So we thought we would correlate that, since we take care of a lot of lower back problems. 66 out of the 100% had information in the chart to allow BMI calculation, and 43 out of 66, or 65%, were overweight or obese. Of that 66, 37 or 56% received advice on physical activity. Patients within the sample who were overweight or obese, 37 of the 43 or 86% were advised on physical activity, and there's a confidence interval. However, only 5 of 43 or only 12% were advised on weight management. Patients were more apt to be advised on physical activity than weight management. Okay, so there's a distribution on that. Okay, then we went on to hypertension, diabetes, and advice based on vital signs using systolic blood pressure of above 120 and diastolic blood pressure above 80. There were 31 patients who were outside the normal range. And 28 or 90.3% received health promotion advice on high blood pressure. 3 patients had a history of diabetes, and of those, 2 were given advice on diet and nutrition. Then we went on to the family history. 39 patients had a family history of heart disease noted in the chart, which is a risk factor for heart disease. Of those, 39 or 100% received a health promotion advice. 26 patients had a family history of diabetes noted in the chart. Among these patients, 18 out of 26, or 69%, were advised on diet and nutrition. There's a graph on that. Okay, then we, as in the study conducted by Dr. Harrison and colleagues, we combine heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes in current obesity and overweight patients into one cardiovascular disease category. And in our study, 62 out of 100 were determined to be at risk for cardiovascular disease. Out of the 62 patients determined to be at risk for cardiovascular disease, 55 or 89% were given health promotion advice. Okay, other results, it's kind of interesting, in the area of posture or ergonomics or whatever, only 32 out of the 100 files showed any, demonstrating any advice on posture, which I thought was kind of interesting, since we deal a lot in that area. Patients having a family history of cancer equaled 47 out of 100. 47%. However, none of these patients received cancer prevention advice. I've kind of assumed that that's probably because it's not really on the academic side. They're probably not teaching cancer prevention. I mean, that's only a guess. I'm not sure, but it was definitely left out. Less than half, 5 out of 14, 36% patients currently smoking cigarettes were advised about smoking cessation. And we do have pamphlets at the college that the students are supposed to hand out. And I don't know if they handed them out, just didn't document it. I'm not sure. But from a documentation standpoint, pretty low. And then there's a graph on that. Okay, and then discussion. Overall, Palmer College of Chiropractic Florida campus performed quite well in the area of health promotion. One area that brought up concern was the underuse of weight management advice for those patients who were overweight and or obese and had low back pain, which is pretty significant. Next, only 32 out of 100, or only 13%, were advised on posture. And less than half, 5 out of 14, or 36%, patients currently smoking cigarettes were advised about smoking cessation. However, overall, patients at Palmer College of Chiropractic Florida campus outpatient clinic were given health promotion advice on at least one occasion. And this advice was noted in the patient chart of 91% of the sample. So that was pretty good, I thought. Better than Cleveland and Parker, better than they fared. And I think that I think the QE evaluation form that all the interns are required to use now and clinicians are required to sign off on, I think that's been a big factor in it. Now, whether or not the students are just writing, when they did their treatment plan, they wrote this stuff in as recommendations. Whether or not they actually did it, I don't know. I don't know if they were just doing it to, follow the guidelines of the QE, or if they were genuinely recommending health promotion. Well, I would like to think that they did both. Okay. And I would like to give a real special thanks to Dr. Harrison for his initial study and first study in this area.
Thank you very much.